Our next guest, former member of the Edmonton Oilers. Many Vegreville listeners texting in. The pride of Vegreville, a member of the St. Louis Blues, as they were victorious in Game 7 over the Chicago Blackhawks 2 days ago. Kyle Brodziak joins us. Kyle, welcome back to the show, my man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations. Before the playoffs started, you had your third child, you and your lovely wife, Nicole. So three kids. How old are they?
We have Lenny is 4.5, Leo's 1.5, and then obviously Luca just about a month old now. So, yeah, it's been a busy household the last little while.
You're getting it, man. You were probably secretly fist pumping when the coach said you had to stay at the hotel the night before the game.
actually, we didn't stay the night before, just the afternoon.
Oh, just the afternoon.
The game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we had the pre-game skates, and then guys just headed over to the hotel after that. So, yeah, it was, I'm not going to lie, sometimes it can be a little hard around the house to get a nap in, so I wasn't too disappointed about that.
Now, Kyle, a huge game, not only for your franchise, but the fan base, you know, getting to the second round for only the second time since 2002. And when I look at this Blues team, I don't see a weakness on this team. There's depth all over. As a player who's been in the league now, you've played 697 regular season games, and so you're over, 730 NHL games. You're a veteran, and you're not old by any stretch of the imagination, but 31 years of age, you look at this team and you think, man, like, this might be the best chance we have to win. You got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that playing against them for the last bunch of years when I was in Minnesota, they were always one of the teams that I hated playing against the most. Just the skill they have, the size, they're a hard team to play against. The structure they always played with, and when I was approached by the GM to potentially sign there last summer, I got very excited because I knew that, deep down I thought that they were a legitimate contender, and it was something that got me very excited.
So, kind of how have you adjusted to your role in St. Louis? Obviously now you're on the fourth line with Upshaw and Ott, and you'll still take some key faceoffs for that team. Just talk about kind of how you fit into that group and what you feel your role is.
Yeah, no, I think we're the line I'm playing on right now. I think we're kind of they depend on us as more of an energy line. When we step on the ice, we got to do whatever we can to get the crowd into it or get the guys on the bench into it. And it's been fun. Obviously, playing with Uppy and Otter is it's a lot of fun. Those guys are the guys that bring most of the energy, and I'm kind of the guy who's trying to be responsible at the same time and let them kind of do their thing. And it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, it's it was pretty much fourth line all of last year and maybe the year before and that. So there wasn't too much of an adjustment. But guys are just, when we get out there together, we're trying to have some fun, and it's been a good ride so far.
Kyle Brodziak joined the St. Louis Blues, taking on the Dallas Stars on Friday. Now, Kyle, this was your second Game 7. Obviously, it was exciting. I saw you and Steve Ott's reaction on the bench, but you assisted on the overtime winner in Game 7 as a member of the Minnesota Wild a few seasons ago. So, you've been through this experience before. Did you find you were more relaxed heading into this Game 7, having been through one a few years ago?
That's tough. You're still never really relaxed going into a Game 7. It's just the unpredictability of it. You're kind of all day. I think everyone's a little bit on edge, basically, because you don't know what to expect. You could continue playing hockey for a few more weeks, or the next day you could be packing your bags to go home for the summer. So I think everybody kind of has that a little bit of an uneasy feeling. But, going through it the second time, maybe how to handle the emotional swings during the game a little bit better, because it's, It's quite the roller coaster ride, that's for sure.
Now, you were on the ice when you won the game, and when you're on the ice, you're not thinking, right? You're just playing. Is it harder? You're on the bench for the last 2 minutes watching it. Is that almost harder than it is actually being on the ice?
It was the longest. I remember looking up at the clock at one point and seeing there's, I think, 6 minutes left in the game. And I'll tell you that last 6 minutes felt like it took 2 hours. It just, you know, you're just every whistle, every little thing, it just seems like it takes forever. You're just counting down the seconds and can't wait to see the clock hit zero. And then they go and hit the two posts, and nobody on the bench knew if the goal had gone in or not. So you have all those tense moments to add on top of it. But yeah, it was pretty stressful, but the guys who were on the ice did a great job of, really not making any mistakes and just did a good job of closing it out.
Now, Kyle, it was 2-2 heading into the third period. Troy Brower, I'm sure you guys, once you won the game, man, you guys probably juiced him over that one or reenacted it. He jokingly said afterwards, if he had missed that goal, he would have quit hockey. Do you have a big vocal leader? Did somebody say anything before the third period, or does something even need to be said at that point?
No, I think we got a pretty good group, pretty veteran group, where everyone kind of just speaks up, at different times. And I think we're just going into the third period. We just said, keep playing our game. The third period has been, it was a good period for us all series. And we just felt like if we came out and played the way that we know we can, that we're going to give ourselves a good chance. It worked. It was good to see that at really the most pressure-packed and intense moment of the series so far, we were able to deliver.
It's funny because that's kind of been St. Louis's Achilles heel, really, as an organization in the past, that when it's come to the big moment, they haven't had a team or guys take a hold of it. And it's not necessarily that easy to just do it. And sometimes it can be a lucky break or an unlucky break that gets you to the next round. But do you sense that you've got guys on your team that can play more poised when it's a pressure-packed situation than maybe you've been on other teams in the past?
Yeah, I think, we're a team that went through quite a bit of adversity during the year. Just having lots of players hurt, and a lot of our best players were hurt pretty much all year long. I think that helped our group kind of dealing with different things, I guess. And I think that it helped us, as a group going into the playoffs, we felt like we were ready to tackle anything. And I know it's, like you said, it's easier said than done, but the fact that we got through that round with, the emotional swings that took place the whole round and in each and every game, I think, it definitely helped us, and to be able to pull it off was, I think, what makes it extra special for our group.
Kyle Brodjack joins now. Kyle, I'm looking at your career back with the Moose Jaw Warriors and into the American League, and you were in the playoffs pretty much every year of your career, except when you got to the NHL your first 6 years and never made it. Now this is your fourth consecutive year in the postseason, but if I'm not mistaken, you've never been past the second round of the playoffs. You look at your team now and this opportunity and the Dallas Stars, and what are the Stars possess as a different threat than the Chicago Blackhawks? What do you think your team has to do better or different to dispatch of them compared to Chicago?
Well, obviously they have some similarities, the high end talent, Chicago, you got a big challenge when you're playing against Taze and Kane and Holsa and guys like that. Dallas, they have Ben and Sagan, Klingberg, a lot of guys that are, just really high-end offensive talents. And I think that's going to be, that's going to be for sure, a big challenge for us, is shutting those guys down. But I think when you look at their overall lineup, they're a pretty deep lineup as well. And they're, I think maybe it's going to be a little heavier team than Chicago was, and that's something we're going to have to deal with. But just the amount of goals they score, I think it's going to be important for us to not get caught up in the back and forth game and really try to control the game, from a standpoint of we don't want to get into up and down the ice, chances back and forth type of game. And I think if that's the type of game that we need to play to be successful. And hopefully if we do that, it'll we'll get rewarded for it.
Kyle, I know you're not a real chirpy guy on the ice by any stretch, but your two line mates, specifically Steve Ott, is. How is that? Because, you've played against guys like that your whole career. I'm not sure if you're ever on a line with a guy who's as vocal as Ott's been in his career, and even Upshaw, who likes to agitate. Does that get you in the game more? Do you find yourself either listening in to the conversations more than before? Does it get you a little bit more amped up?
Oh, for sure. It definitely gets me amped up. It seems like every time we have a whistle at the other team's net, we are involved in some sort of scrum or another. But it's fun, though. It's, playing against Ott for the last, when I was in Minnesota and he was either in Dallas or St. Louis, it was, it's fun being, I'm not going to lie, it's fun being on the other end where you're not... when the shots are not directed at you. So, Upshaw, he's the same way. He doesn't do a whole lot of chirping, but like you said, he's an agitator out there. And it's been a lot of fun playing with those guys. I think we all sort of feed off each other in different ways. And I imagine the chirping isn't going to stop yet.
Now, Alex Pietrangelo's played in the Olympics, a very good player. I thought maybe the best game I've ever seen him play was in Game 7. He was unbelievable for your team. He's playing the most minutes in the NHL playoffs right now, 213 in that first round. He played 23 minutes more than Brent Seabrook on Chicago, who played the most minutes. You've been a teammate of his now for a year. Was that the best game you've seen him play?
Yeah, I would say that it's probably – he's the type of guy who's always solid no matter what. He's going to be a solid player for your team. Doesn't really make any mistakes, but I haven't seen, since the playoffs started, his game has gone to a totally different level where it just seems like he's all over the ice and doing the right play. And so I would say that, really the whole series, that is, I think he's been fantastic for us.
Well, Kyle, continued success in round two, and hopefully you get to round three for the first time in your career, and we'll be talking to you after your round two victory.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, just got to ask, what was the song you were playing right before we came on air together? Do you happen to know that?
That was the Majot. Was that the Greater Than Giants mash?
Yes, that was. I'm glad you caught that, Kyle.
I caught that. I wasn't going to miss that. That's my brother's band.
Really? See, Majot's the music guy on our show, so he knows everything. That's your brother's band. So you've got the athleticism and he's got the musical talents.
Yeah, he's the bass player for that band. So, yeah, I wasn't going to miss that for sure. I wasn't sure if you were playing that on purpose or not.
Oh, no, that's Maj. He'd be playing it on purpose. He knows all the musical guys. So, that's all DJ Majot connecting the dots together. So, I love it. When are they? So, have you ever jammed with them?
Yeah, a little bit. I started playing bass when I was younger, and I played a little guitar here and there, but he's way out of my league now, so we don't really get to do it as often as we'd like to.
Well, that's all right. Well, maybe we'll have to write a song if you boys win the cup. That'd be fun, eh?
Yeah, it's a good call.
Well, Kyle, hey, next time you're back, Greater Than Giants will be on again. We appreciate your time.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Gregor.